This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are no votes scheduled in Congress today aimed at ending the longest government shutdown in U.S. history, now in its 24th day. There are no meetings between the president and Democratic leaders either, though the president's been tweeting this morning about the shutdown, writing this morning that Nancy and Crying Chuck, referring to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, could end the shutdown in 15 minutes. GOP Congressman Steve King's recent comments about white supremacy prompting a response from some fellow Republicans, including the House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
That language has no place in America. That is not the America I know, and it's most definitely not the party of Lincoln.
King recently asking why the terms white nationalist and white supremacist are offensive. McCarthy saying he's going to meet with King today to have a serious conversation about his future role in the party. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The man accused of kidnapping a Wisconsin teenager after murdering her parents is due in court for his first appearance today. 21-year-old Jake Patterson will be charged with two counts of homicide, one count of kidnapping. 13-year-old Jamie Claus said to be doing very well after she was able to escape her captor last week. She'd been missing since her parents were found murdered back in mid-October. The manhunt continues for three people after a Sunday afternoon shooting outside a Utah mall.
Two people were shot outside the entrance of the Fashion Place Mall in Murray, which is a suburb of Salt Lake City. One man is in critical condition and a woman is in serious condition. Police are hunting for three suspects. Officials believe the shooting may be gang-related. I'm Wendy King.
One of California's biggest teachers unions planning to strike today, the United Teachers Los Angeles, saying that administrators are refusing to address the problems in L.A. schools. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A storm blamed for seven deaths in the nation's midsection has now shut down parts of the mid-Atlantic. Public schools in the nation's capital, as well as the Office of Personnel Management, are closed because of a nearly foot of snow that fell on Saturday into Sunday. Out west, California can expect rain and snow all day today, with heavy rain forecast for Sacramento and a couple of feet of snow expected in the mountains to the east of California's capital. California's Pacific Gas and Electric announcing plans to declare bankruptcy around the end of this month, and share prices are dropping fast. Under a new state law, the utility has to give at least 15 days' notice to employees. Shares of the utility plummeting 55% on the news in pre-market trading as PG&E faces billions of dollars in liability over its role in recent California wildfires. The company's in talks about a $5 billion financing deal that would allow it to continue operating during bankruptcy proceedings. And Illinois is denying singer R. Kelly a permit for an upcoming performance as outrage over sexual abuse allegations against him grows. The concert was supposed to be the 6th of April at the state fairgrounds in Springfield. Public outcry against the singer has been on the rise since the airing of a Lifetime docuseries called Surviving R. Kelly, with testimonials of women who say he abused them. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, everything you need to know, including past interviews, maybe an interview you want to pass on to a friend, listen to as a podcast at your convenience, because we're givers. It's right there on the website at BillMartinezLive.com. Just download it and share it, and then all the other information that is there for you to, you know, to advance your thinking, to keep you smart, okay? That's what this is all about. Gregor Wrightstone joins us now, a geologist with more than 35 years of experience researching and studying various aspects of the Earth's process. He is regarded as a climate contrarian and author of Inconvenient Facts, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. Gregory, good to be talking to you again. How are you?
I'm good. Very thanks for having me on. Great day here today.
Yeah. Well, right off the bat, one of the things I wanted to address was now we got scientists admitting, our math, we need to go back to math 101, big error here that led to an alarming results in a major global warming study. What say you about this?
I'm not sure which one you're referring to. Cause
this was the one that was actually reported back in November, the one that said that the researchers were forced to walk back scientific findings published published in October, showed oceans have been heating up dramatically faster than previously thought as a result of climate change.
Yeah, there have been quite a few of those like that they've had to walk back, and that's including the predictions of their climate models.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we see now that some of the ocean heating effects are, much of the deeper oceans are actually cooling, that it's actually the very cold waters from the Little Ice Age a couple hundred years ago have been sinking slowly. It's taking them that long. But yeah, there have been quite a few. We know how often they've been wrong. And, mm-hmm. and actually the gentleman that, one of my editors for my book, Lord Christopher Monckton, mm-hmm. He and Willie Soon, that was just appointed to Trump's, advisory board, have a paper coming out soon on three major errors that they use in the climate models that explain why the climate models used by the UN and the panels overpredict warming so much. So, yeah, there's a quite a long laundry list of things they've gotten wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I point out about why they're wrong is, you know, if we look back and think about your listeners, if we look back in the past, what do we see? Nothing but bountiful prospects, things improving. These climate alarmists look forward and see nothing but doom and despair. I look at things, what's actually happening in the real world, and I see that the Earth is thriving and prospering, and so is humanity, and that the many things that are predicted to go wrong, like forest fires, droughts, and intense heat waves, are just the opposite of what they're predicting are occurring.
Well, and this is in the face of, anybody with credibility would hope to hold is, and that has to do with science. I mean, they've obliterated some scientific principles in order to get government money to, support this, the charade, if you want to call it that. In many ways, it seems like Don Quixote chasing windmills here. And meanwhile, you've got people that go, look it, I hear about climate change. I hear about being a good steward. I want to be a good steward. But the information that's coming out from these climate changers is it lacks credibility. And you can't make a reasonable decision based on something you don't believe in.
Right. And just think about the things we're being told. I just completed a new video. It'll be on my YouTube channel, The Inconvenient Facts YouTube. Your listeners, I've got some pretty cool videos, not very long, but very informative. I just completed one on temperature related mortality. The title of it is Global Warming Saves Lives, which is a radical thought, but it does. We find I have lots of quotes there, and just about all the climate alarmists predict that mortality from temperature-related effects will increase significantly as we go forward in the future, but nothing is farther from the truth. Right. The largest study of its kind, they looked at 74 million temperature-related deaths worldwide from 14 different countries and found that 20 times as many people die from cold as from heat. So it just stands to reason any warming going forward in the future would decrease the major cause of temperature-related deaths, and that's cold. Even the European Union took a look at this and, using the most radical of the climate models, predicted, even in this study, it's not what they wanted to find out, but what they did was that this study showed that by the year 2080 in the European Union, 100,000 lives would be spared by the increase in warming that they're predicting. So this just flies in the face of what we're being told, and we see the same thing with many things. I look at forest fires as a great example. I'll be speaking before a large group tonight, and I use that. I'll be there talking to them about this, and we just show that worldwide forest fires have been in decline, and it's because the experts tell us it's because of climate change. Even in California.
Well, in California, some of that is self-inflicted because they choose to ignore, prudent lessons that we've learned over the years and how to manage forests. And, they flat out, and then, President Trump called them on it, and, California went all gaga over it. They were all upset. Oh, what does he know and talk about? And the next thing you know, the things that he suggested to them, which is common sense, they start saying, okay, well, we need to implement this. Well, I was born and raised in California, and it was a cycle here. You would get the fires, and then would come the rain, and then would come the mudslides until the next fire came, until the next rain came, and it just kept on going around in circles. And interestingly enough, almost the same properties were the ones that were, getting eradicated or getting pummeled. And you would think, brainiacs in Sacramento would figure it out by now, but it takes somebody from outside of the area, like Donald Trump, to come in and go, this doesn't make sense. Why are you doing this?
Yeah, but even in California, Bill, according to CAL FIRE, that's all things, they take care of all things fire-related in California, their official statistics show that over the last 30 years, the number of fires have been reduced by 50% in California, which is completely opposite of what most. Now, granted, the area burned has increased slightly, which means that each fire is about double in size, which goes right back to what you were just referencing. It's bad forest management.
Exactly.
Not climate change.
Well, then this is the challenge that we have right now. I mean, one of the things you know, like you talk about, is that people make these statements, and then where's their credibility? You know, nothing's challenged, saying, you know, Al Gore said this and this, and, you know, by 2019, here we are, we were supposed to realize all this decimation and deaths that have happened, and, you know, you see this cute little girl on the screen, you know, going, oh my, you know, we're destroying our, you know, our planet here, and all this is... you know, what kind of veracity we have. Nothing's happened here.
Oh, but, absolutely.
But in typical form, they say, well, we just need more time, and then we'll prove we're right, right? We've got more from Gregory Wrightstone after this. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEbestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my hero.
Liberty America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Gregory Wrightstone continues, climate contrarian, strong proponent of the scientific process and believes that policy decisions should be driven by science, facts, and data, not a political agenda here. Author of the book, Inconvenient Facts. Gregory, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is championing, they say, the New Green Deal, which is, in typical form, a repackaging of things that have gone by. And it's like, okay, let's bring it back. We'll repackage it. All the hyperbole, included. So let's talk about this New Green Deal that's probably reflective of greenbacks and money as opposed to anything that really is prudent.
Yeah, this is really, it's a laundry list. I'm not being extreme to say this and out of sorts at all, but it's really a laundry list of just about every leftist socialist notion that's come out over the last 25 or 30 years. Well, let's just start going through the laundry list of what this is. Mm-hmm. First, by 2030, they want to completely replace fossil fuels. And that no nukes. They don't like nukes either. Mm-hmm. All non-renewable energy sources with what they're calling clean energy. It would be wind, solar, tidal energy. They don't include hydro with that. But so all fossil fuels will be replaced. Mm-hmm. They're going to impose a nationwide, because of that, they're going to have to restrain private transportation and replace it with a turbocharged mass transportation system and electric vehicles where needed. Of course, they'll be the ones making the choice for that.
Oh yeah.
So there'll be around 4 million people displaced out of the energy industry, and this Green New Deal says, well, because of that, we will impose, we'll also, part of this will be comprehensive work for everybody at a living wage. So they're going to have mandatory work requirements for those wanting to work and able, for every man, woman, and child of working age in the United States. What could go wrong? And to backstop that, they're also, because a lot of people will be challenged financially with the changes here, they're going to ban foreclosures, home foreclosures, and require, through a new federal banking system, renegotiations of all the home loans that are problematic. And since we won't be needing to fight wars for oil anymore, we won't need the military. They're going to, or at least as much, they're part of this is a 50% reduction of military spending.
Mm-hmm.
And closing of most of our bases overseas, because of course we're going to end all wars because with the passage of this bill, they won't be needed anymore. What else is there? I mean, it goes on and on and on. Oh, and a complete health insurance, which would be the Medicare for all,
right,
at no charge to the persons,
right.
And it's one thing after another,
right. Well, I guess, why not? You know, while I got your attention, you might as well just, lay it out there. Initially she came out, AOC came out with the Medicare for All. And, here's a gal who, supposedly was an economist or learned economy at Boston. But, I guess maybe she didn't learn math very well to understand that, what you're looking at is $30 trillion over the next 10 years, which absorbs that and more of the existing budget.
Yeah. Well, this is it's quite problematic. It can't. I'm going to say it can't be passed, right? Well, there's a lot of people buying into this or something like it, and unfortunately, there are a number of Republicans as well that have bought into, if not this particular plan, they've bought into the notion of the need for a carbon tax, which will be really, really bad. And I'm calling for my home state of Pennsylvania, and there are several initiatives, and the governor's looking right now seriously at imposing things like that with carbon tax or cap and trade system.
You know, and you'd think, you would almost think that that debate was done and over with because of what has been discussed here, and what we've learned is that, you know, that doesn't work. It is more pernicious than helpful, and, you know, but, you know, we just keep on going, right?
I'm sorry, Bill, you're just wrong about that. It's worse than ever, and they're doubling down on this and gaining more and more traction for this carbon tax. I wish you were right, but you and I, we look at what's actually happening, and we know that, yes, the climate is changing. Yes, carbon dioxide is increasing, but, you know, the changes that we've seen in the climate over the last 100 years and the 1 degree or 1.5 degree centigrade increase in temperature is likely mostly naturally driven by the same forces active since the middle of the Little Ice Age for 300 years.
Right.
Those forces didn't stop at the beginning or the middle of the 20th century. You know that. I know that. And your listeners know that. But that's not what these alarmists want you to believe. They want you to believe that temperatures are driven now solely or primarily by our additions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases.
Well, and it's man's greed and selfishness, and we need to be controlled, and so there's no self-reliance anymore. It's a call for bigger government to put their boot of oppression on the throats of free citizens.
Yeah, yeah. And I've got another video I did last week that I did on a greening of the greening and prospering of the earth, and we just see. And I take a look, and I look at the earth and humanity, and I see it prospering, thriving, and the earth is greening. And it's because of increasing CO2 and rising temperatures. Mm-hmm. I see multiple benefits of our changing climate. They look at it again. They look at it with blinders on and see nothing but climate collapse, catastrophe, and apocalypse in the future. And I see prospering, increasing crop growth, humanity thriving, and that's what we see if we actually look in the real world instead of. We need to make sure that we can separate rank speculation on what might happen 30, 50, or 80 years in the future based on failed climate models.
Exactly.
And look at what's actually happening today.
Well, that's my question, Gregory. Is what indications? You know, what solid fact indication would lead you to believe, you know, their gospel?
Well, if you look at, and I'll tell you, you're asking, I'll tell you, if you look at a very selected short period of time, over, let's just say the last 50 years or whatever it is, since the satellite era, you might be able to say, oh, that looks like there's a correlation between increasing CO2 and increasing temperature. But it's important to put this in the full context of the bigger picture, and as a geologist, I do that. And when you put that short time frame since the first satellite went up into the much longer spectrum, you see that in fact this warming that we're in is started again 300 years ago, 250 years before CO2 levels really significantly increased after World War II. So sleep well. The Earth is thriving and prospering.
And direct them where they can go and, watch your YouTube videos?
Yeah, inconvenientfacts.xyz. Great material on there. Or the YouTube channel is Inconvenient Facts.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can follow the crowd into the abyss. And there seems to be that road is wide and definitely available. But we're a lot smarter than this, and we need to do our homework there. So check it out for yourself. Gregory Wrightstone, a climate contrarian, author of the book Inconvenient Facts, has been with us. Always appreciate your time, Gregory. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. Do it again.
Got it.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are no votes scheduled in Congress today aimed at ending the longest government shutdown in U.S. history, now in its 24th day. There are no meetings between the president and Democratic leaders either, though the president's been tweeting this morning about the shutdown, writing this morning that Nancy and Crying Chuck, referring to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, could end the shutdown in 15 minutes. GOP Congressman Steve King's recent comments about white supremacy prompting a response from some fellow Republicans, including the House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
That language has no place in America. That is not the America I know, and it's most definitely not the party of Lincoln.
King recently asking why the terms white nationalist and white supremacist are offensive. McCarthy saying he's going to meet with King today to have a serious conversation about his future role in the party. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Always good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Remember, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Going to talk about the 2019 real estate outlook, okay? Housing market has finally started to cool. So, you know, what does that mean for home buyers and sellers in this coming year? Is it finally a good time to buy? How worried should buyers be about rising interest rates? Although we did get a report that looks like they may be coming down just a bit. And how should sellers think about pricing their home in a cooling market? What are the opportunities for buyers and sellers in your city? Well, Cheryl Young joins us now. She's a senior economist with Trulia, and she's got all the facts, right, Cheryl?
I think so. I think I do.
Well, good. You better have, because we're counting on you, because it looks like this could be a good time for us to, you know, look at buying a home.
Yeah, I think 2019, you know, we may finally see sellers sort of loosening their grip on the housing market. It's been solidly a seller's market for the past few years. I think while that might spell some relief for some of those frustrated home buyers, we do see a lot of challenges still ahead for home buyers. So what I mean by that is that inventory is still really tight. We don't see a huge infusion of supply coming online anytime soon. And because home prices, even though home price growth is slowing, it's not dropping.
Mm-hmm.
So affordability is still getting, is actually getting worse, and that might slow down some home buying activity pretty soon. But we're finally seeing some millennials enter the housing market, becoming homeowners, so that's also good news.
Yeah, I think that's good news when the millennials are moving and showing, you know, some great promise there as first-time home buyers, right?
Yeah, we've, you know, for the past couple of years, people were really worried, what are millennials doing? And usually at this age, in past generations, we've seen people move into home ownership. Millennials, there was a little bit of a shift in that generation. We see them getting married later, having kids a little bit later, and that's when you typically buy, right? So we're finally seeing some of those older millennials step into home ownership, and they're really driving that home ownership rate. So last year, the home ownership rate was really driven by people under the age of 35.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl, what about affordability?
Yeah, affordability is a major problem right now. Home price growth has far outpaced wage growth, so that can't be good, you know. So I think we've seen that over the past few years. And you mentioned mortgage rates. They are going down a little bit right now, but last year we saw them almost at 5%, which is the highest they've been since 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And that obviously is going to eat into affordability. It's going to mean that you're spending more every month if you take out a mortgage. If you took out a mortgage last year on your housing than you would have a couple of years ago. So that is also something that is really tough for people, especially first-time home buyers.
Exactly. Well, this little dip in the mortgage rate might be a good time for us to take advantage of that, especially in light of what you're projecting, that we're looking at increasing rates right now. We've got a little bit of a pause. Might be a good opportunity to take advantage of, you know, this little dip in mortgage rates, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're ready to buy right now, certainly take advantage of that dip in mortgage rates. We don't really expect them to drop much more than that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sort of those years of cheaper credit are probably over as we expect some rates to rise later this year. So, you know, if you're ready to go, I'd say, you know, take advantage of those lower rates while you can.
Well, we're talking with Cheryl Young, senior economist with Trulia, talking about this new report that explores what buyers and sellers can expect to see from the housing market this coming year. What else can consumers expect from the housing market that you got from this report, Cheryl?
Yeah, you know, I think we are seeing that we have seen a little bit of a silver lining for home buyers and home sellers. We actually asked them in a recent survey here at Trulia, you know, how do we feel about home selling this year? So we asked Americans that, and people are a little bit more pessimistic. So because
really?
Those prices are slowing down a little bit, it may mean that sellers are holding off. It was, you know, like I said, they were firmly in the driver's seat for the past few years. But this year, when we asked Americans if they thought 2019 would be worse for the house for selling, 21% said it would be worse.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, that was 14%. So
oh, wow.
It's gone up, yeah.
That's interesting in light of the economy, as robust as it's been. You know, generally, I think most economists agree that, you know, it's been a good couple of years. So optimism has reigned, but the fact that home buyers are still a little nervous might give us a indication here.
Yeah, I think, you know, the economy, if you look at the job growth and unemployment has been doing great. But I think what sellers are feeling in terms of sentiment is that a little bit of a turning tide in the housing market. So that's being reflected in what they're telling us.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl, let's talk about some tips for first time home buyers who are looking to enter the market. How do they put their best foot forward?
You know, I would just say prepare, prepare, prepare. You really can't get started early enough getting your financial house in order, if you will. So if you need to save for that down payment, keep on doing that. You know, if you need to raise your credit score, that's something you need to spend time doing. But if you're closer to being ready, pre-qualify for that mortgage. You'll get all your ducks in a row. And then when you're finally kind of done with that discovery phase, after you've sort of exhausted your time on Trulia and whatnot, engage a local real estate agent, you know, take it up with an expert, and be really realistic in terms of the housing market. You know, it's still really tough out there. I think you may not find your dream home, especially not right away. So definitely come with your real estate, with your list of must-haves, but also the trade-offs you're willing to make. And when I say that, I don't mean just the home itself, but also, you know, things that you're looking for in, say, a neighborhood.
You know, you mentioned the Trulia website as a resource. Give our listeners an idea of what they're going to find at the website and what these resources have to offer.
Yeah, so our our main site, Trulia.com. That's where you can search for homes for sale and for rent. And we have a lot of information on both the home and the neighborhood and all the pictures that you wish to see. But you can also check us out at Trulia.com/research for all our latest research reports on the housing market trends.
So some of these things that we're talking about, you'll be reminded of that. Others, again, you know, we're getting the conversation going here, as you stated clearly, Cheryl, which I think is just, you know, perfect advice. Prepare, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what about additional opportunities for consumers? What do you see on the horizon here?
Yeah, I think, you know, like I said, I think there's a little bit of a silver lining that home buyers are finally starting to see. And even though it is really challenging, there are other signs in the housing market that we're seeing. So what we do is track how long a house has been on the market. And, you know, homes have really been sort of flying off the shelves for the past few years. Mm-hmm. But we're finally seeing that sort of flatten out. So homes aren't moving as quickly as they were, which tells us, you know, maybe competition is easing up a little bit. That's good news for potential home buyers. And in really expensive areas, so say places like coastal California, in San Francisco, San Jose, places like that where we sit, we're actually starting to see inventory rise. So for a long time, there was sort of nothing out there. We've been seeing historic lows in inventory, but we're starting to see some increases. So that's also good news for home buyers looking to enter the market.
What about home values, too, at the same time?
Yeah, home values, like I said, you know, they track really closely to prices. They have been increasing, but they're not increasing at that same, you know, frenetic pace that they have been. So they're going up, but not quite as fast.
And I'm sure that's a regional thing. So probably in some regions, you know, very healthy, others not so. But like you said, not like it was before the housing crisis. I think we're still, would you agree, still recovering a bit?
Yeah, I mean, in some places we've seen strong recovery. We've seen home values kind of surpass those pre-recession peaks. But in some places, you know, that's not true with every single house in the market, and that's not true with every single market. So we're finally seeing some recovery, and even beyond recovery, we're seeing homes get quite expensive.
Exactly.
But in general, I think we are well on the road to recovery.
Well, those are some good, healthy signs. Cheryl Young, a senior economist at Trulia, has been our guest. Cheryl, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information once again, if you would.
Yeah, check us out at Trulia.com/research for all our latest research reports on housing market trends.
Cheryl, good stuff. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This message is brought to you by the nonprofit smartaboutmoney.org. One of the most popular New Year's resolutions people make is to get physically fit. But what about getting financially fit as well? The start of the new year is the perfect time to take stock of your finances, assess goals, and prepare for income shocks that could negatively affect your overall well-being. SmartAboutMoney.org's recent annual survey revealed that there is a nearly 70% probability that individuals and families will experience a financial setback this year, such as car repairs, housing maintenance, or an unexpected illness. Paul Golden, financial expert, has this to say.
80% of Americans will set a financial resolution for 2019, showing that many people are focused on improving their financial health just as much as their physical health. SmartAboutMoney.org has great information on budgeting, developing smart saving strategies, paying off debt, and other financial tips to help you succeed.
Learn more about how to achieve financial success at SmartAboutMoney.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Right now, Bill Martinez live.
Did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we got to hold them accountable, and that's what we have to do, even with our kids, ladies and gentlemen. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Kevin Lehman remains with us. We're grateful for that. His latest book, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours, he revised the edition because I think some people were still losing their mind, and we needed to bring them back into check. Right, Kevin?
Well, you know, it sold over a million copies for a reason. And
yes.
When I'll give you some insight into publishers. They'll release a book and say it's revised, and they've done a little internal edit here and there and call it revised.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that I spent almost 9 months going through this book and totally revising it, because there's a whole generation of young parents today who don't have a clue as to how to rear a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And being an authority without being an authoritarian is almost a work of art, because the two can be very similar, but it's received differently from the parent who is in authority but not the authoritarian. And you and I probably grew up in authoritarian homes.
Mm-hmm.
You had parents who said things like, hey, you're going to do what I tell you to do, mm-hmm. as long as you live under this roof.
Exactly.
Hey, you want something to cry about? I'll give you something to cry about. Okay, most of us can identify with that.
Right, exactly.
But being an authority says, you know, when the 14-year-old is just absolutely nasty to her sister and to her brother, and then 20 minutes later, hey, Mom, can you drive me to the mall? That's the time for vitamin M.
Mm-hmm.
No, honey, I don't feel like driving you anywhere. Mom, what is wrong with you? You always drive me to the mall. Honey, I don't feel like driving you to the mall. Let the kid work for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, when the kid's little heart and ears are open, pummel the little sucker with the truth.
Yeah.
That I'm unhappy with the way you treated your sister and brother. I don't like your attitude. And no, I'm not driving anywhere. Well, the kid will apologize if they're smart. Hey, Mom, I'm sorry about what I said.
Mm. Yeah,
now,
they will come around.
At that point will cave.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, well, honey, I'm glad you can apologize. That's important. And they'll drive them to the mall. Well, that's the wrong move, parent. That's not discipline.
Okay. We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're on the West Coast in California, caught a little bit in the rain, you know, so having a good time. Looks like we're going to have 4 days of rain here while the rest of the country is getting deluged with all the snow and everything. In just a moment, Adam Holtz is going to be joining us. He had every intent of joining us sooner, but... Well, this is what happens. Sometimes you lose track of time. I could not believe. I looked at my watch and go, hey, I'm missing Adam Holtz. But now we're not missing him anymore because he's with us. Thank you, Adam, for your patience and your grace and mercy and forgiveness here for, missing my appointed time. God forbid that would ever happen. Adam
is the worst thing I have to forgive today. I'm in pretty good shape, though.
Okay, well, thank you. Adam is the interim director for PluggedIn.com. Bob Walaszewski is off doing his thing. He's can we say that he's going to end up in on the Big Island of Hawaii? Lucky him.
I think he should almost be there by now. So
right.
That is Bob's final destination, at least for the moment. I mean, other than heaven, of course.
Yes, right, exactly. His interim final destination.
Right, interim final destination.
Right, which we're going to have a chance to meet up with him in April, because we're going to the Big Island, and so we'll be able to meet up with him and his family and his daughter and everything. I know he's really excited about that, and we're excited, Adam, that, here you've been on the show many times, and here it is. You're the guy now.
I'm the guy now. It's kind of crazy, but here I am. So.
Well, good. Well, welcome. And we'll be doing this every Monday.
Yes.
You know, of course, Adam is with Focus on the Family, plugged in, and we've got to also. Now, are you going to be taking over the media and culture as well, that big seat?
Well, I am the interim director of the department. People will still hear Bob Walaszewski on the recorded Plugged In movie review for a little while, but we're in transition. We'll have to see how everything shakes out. But yes, for now, that's where I'm at.
Well, outstanding. Well, let's talk about these family friendly movies, especially A Dog's Way Home this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many weeks, Bill, as you know from doing this for years with Bob Walaszewski, where we don't have much good to say. But mm-hmm. A Dog's Way Home, with a couple of small caveats, is a really nice PG-rated family movie. And, you know, like most dog movies, this one has a cute dog and a lovable owner. They get separated, and the dog, whose name is Bella, has to travel 400 miles through New Mexico and Colorado to get back to his owner, Lucas. And in that time, he runs into some friendly people, some unfriendly people, some friendly animals, some unfriendly animals. But it really is about Bella's journey back to Lucas. There's some mild peril. My 8-year-old saw it with us, and mm-hmm. She got a little bit cringy, I guess you would say, at a couple points, but but things end up well. We're not in Old Yeller territory. And the only other thing that parents need to know is there's a scene where Bella ends up for a while with two guys who live together. It's not ever completely spelled out what their relationship is, but I think we can read between the lines there. So parents may want to be prepared for that in case their kids ask any questions about that.
Right, exactly. But in typical dog form, I mean, this is one of those movies that involve animals, and a dog like this, reminds you why they're man's best friend.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's just a terrific movie, and it's a terrific family-friendly movie, and we don't get to say that very often.
Right. Well, this will do well. Now, this is in theaters, so do we know the numbers and how it did the first week?
You know, I think it did. I saw around $11 million, which I think was about right where it was expected to be this weekend. So it did exactly what the analysts thought it would do.
Right, you're right. 11.3, it was number three behind The Upside. Upside was number one and Aquaman number two, right?
Yes.
Right.
And The Upside came in at number one, and it really overperformed. It starred Kevin Hart as an ex-con named Del Scott, and of course, Kevin Hart's been in the news lately with some controversy and you know, having the Oscar gig yanked for him. And I think, man, the reviews of this movie were not very kind, and I think that there was still some blowback against him. but in a nutshell, this movie stars Kevin Hart playing an ex-con, and he interacts with Bryan Cranston, who plays a rich author who is now a quadriplegic, and he's looking for a new assistant. And they, through an unlikely series of events, end up together. And this is one of those movies that's sort of glass half full, half empty from a plugged-in perspective, Bill. I liked what it had to say about friendship. It's kind of an odd couple movie. They both learn some really important lessons from each other. It's a feel-good movie in many ways. But the not-feel-good stuff includes some profanity, some sensuality, you know, just enough stuff here that it definitely earns a solid PG-13 movie or PG-13 rating. It's
right.
It's not the worst I've ever seen, but it's not one I would probably take young teens to.
Mm-hmm. And based on a true story, right?
Yeah, it is based on a true story, and I don't know how much liberty they have taken with this, but at least the core of the story is true.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you say, Kevin Hart, you know, a lot of times when you get into trouble, all you need is, you know, in celebrity world, you need a hit, you need something to kind of right the ship a little bit, you know. It's kind of like when Kobe Bryant was, you know, he had his problems, all it took was a winning season, and all is forgiven.
Yeah.
And, you know, and a little bit of this, but, you know, it's... you know, celebrity world, you know, as they continue to process some of these, you know, cultural issues that we're dealing with, I mean, you know, they become unhinged. I mean, to such a degree now that, you know, come the Oscars, what, they've decided now not to have anybody, anybody host. I guess Billy Crystal was unavailable because I'm saying, hey, bring Billy Crystal back, right?
Yep. No, that's exactly right, Bill.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, because the fact of the matter is that, you know, based on the test and the scrutiny that they're running these days, you know, Hollywood's going, who's left? You know, like I think one comedian said something about the only way you could qualify is you've had to have been in jail for the last, you know, 30 years. And
that's exactly right, Bill. Maybe,
you know, because there's nothing to track you with. There's no social media or whatever,
right.
You know. So.
Yep.
It's just, you know, it's our culture.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most of you.